Have you ever wondered how you can be more effective in your Christian witness? Today, Edmund Speaker has some encouraging thoughts for us on MemCare by Radio. I'm Scott Hollinger, and this is MemCare by Radio. I'd like to welcome you to a time of reflection and encouragement. We have good news to share with you. Wherever you are and whatever your circumstances, you are not alone, nor are you in a hopeless situation when you know Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. I greet you with the promise he gave to his disciples. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Today on MemCare by Radio, Edmund Speaker continues his series, Truth That Sets Free. His theme is, how can I be effective in my Christian witness? Edmund, brother, please share with us what's on your heart.
Thank you, Scott. When I came to Christ in an early age, I was convinced that everybody needed to know the good news of the gospel. There was something burning in my heart, and I could not keep quiet about it. I would discuss with my teachers and classmates in school and tell whoever wanted to hear that Jesus had forgiven my sins and that everybody would go to heaven by believing in him. I cannot tell you about many results or people who were saved because of my testimony at that time, but I definitely still agree that it is extremely important that every Christian becomes an effective witness for Jesus.
Well, Edmund, I totally agree with you. I too know about the deep passion for Christ and for the people he died for. Actually, this is the reason that I am also involved in Christian broadcasting. I wanted my life to count and to tell as many people as possible the good news of the gospel. In this series, Truth That Sets Free, you've emphasized a lot the fact that when we believe in Christ, we're not only forgiven of our sin, but we receive a completely new life, so to speak. Christ now lives in us through the Holy Spirit. In other words, it's not so much about us anymore, but rather about the life and work of Christ in and through us. But what difference does this make in our approach to witnessing for Christ?
Well, Scott, this is a pointed question. My answer is that it makes a great difference. A great difference if you speak your own mind or if I witness under the leading of the Holy Spirit. There are many followers of religions and philosophies of men who are very passionate about their convictions. People are even ready to sacrifice and to die for their ideas and traditions, but in reality there is nothing divine about them. To witness for Jesus Christ doesn't mean that I win an argument. It rather should mean that I share about something I have personally experienced, something my life and words give proof of. A witness speaks about facts he or she saw and experienced. An effective witness for Christ not only speaks about what he knows and experienced, he also does it in the power given by the Holy Spirit. This is a critical factor and sets us apart. And this is why Jesus told his disciples after his resurrection to wait in Jerusalem until the promised gift from his Father had come. He said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." An effective witness is one who has more than the right theology or methodology or even strategy. He has a personal and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus has told us that without him we can do nothing. And Paul, the greatest of all apostles, confessed over and over that the only reason he was effective in winning people to Christ was because the power of Jesus was at work in him. He actually went so far in emphasizing that the power of God was best manifested when he, or in his flesh, was aware of his total insufficiency and weakness. I'm always amazed when I study the history of the church in countries where Christians are persecuted. It seems as if their total dependency on the Lord and their awareness of their personal weakness and lack of resources is used by God to empower them to be most effective witnesses.
Edmund, I want to stop you right there, though, because I know that you've met many Christians in many different countries. I'm sure there must have been people who impressed you most because of their effective witness for Christ, even in difficult situations.
Yes, and I remember a single man I met on another side of the globe, and he had left a successful business career in order to become a teacher to the house churches. He traveled around with a little backpack and literally spent his life in ministry. He had been in prison because of his work, and he knew what suffering for Christ really meant. He was also the one who had a good answer to my question, why the church in that country had experienced such phenomenal growth. He mentioned the three stages the church went through before it grew. The first was the stage of suffering, when Christians were put in prison, Bibles confiscated, church buildings closed, and many thousands martyred because of their faith. The second stage was a stage of prayer. Christians started looking up, calling out to the Lord. Instead of focusing on their own suffering and need, they started to worship and praise the Lord, trusting Him to bring beauty out of ashes and to build His church no matter what. The next phase was a phase of cleansing or sanctification. The Lord started to purify His children, allowing them to see their need to be transformed into the image of the Lord Jesus, who had redeemed them with His blood. They started to understand afresh that the kingdom of God is not about us, rather the glory of God and His work in us and through us.
Edmund, are you then saying that suffering, prayer, sanctification are all prerequisite for an effective witness?
Yes, Scott. It is the biblical norm, and it has to do with our need to let go of the old habits and nature of sin and our selfishness. I remember being in a congregation of lepers in a leper colony in Manaus, the capital of the Amazon in Brazil. Those people who had suffered beyond comprehension had the most vibrant and convincing testimony for Christ I have ever heard. I have never been in a church service that was so filled with the presence and joy of the Lord as in that colony. They literally lived out the hope of glory in their decaying bodies. These people were praying people. I remember my surprise when they mentioned the name of peoples and ministries they were praying for. At one point, a lady spoke up right in my sermon, and she said the words of the prophet Samuel, "As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." There was also a sincere seeking for a life of holiness. I remember when the pastor of that church, who was a leper himself, mentioned to me that I should follow him because he had forgotten the offering at his house. I was embarrassed and told him on the way not to worry about us, since they had their own financial needs. I had never been in a church that was so poor. It was clean, but extremely poor, and the people were poor. But then he said something to me I will never forget. He said, "Brother, don't worry about us. We know our Lord, and we believe the testimony of King David when he said, 'I was young, and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread.' The Lord is taking care of us. We want to be faithful in giving for missions." Scott, it was quite a lesson. And I could add many other names and places where I met people who were very effective in ministry because they were living in humble submission and total obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Edmund, I'd like to thank you so much for sharing with us today and encouraging us to seek a more intimate relationship with our Lord so that we can be more effective in our witness for Him. You're listening to MemCare by Radio, and today Edmund Speaker continued his series on Truth That Sets Free. I'd like to thank you for allowing us to share this time with you today, and I am sure it's been an encouragement for you, as Edmund has shared from his heart.